Washington.
And one more for the birds. In Long Beach, California, diners at a waterfront restaurant have been losing their appetites over something that is not on the menu, a flock of big blue herons. These birds were nesting in a cluster of palm trees next to the restaurant's patio, and they were pooping on it. The herons have been run off, and as KPCC's Deborah Bear reports, some folks are furious about that.
The four-foot birds with six-foot wingspans are both elegant and awkward. In flight, they look a little like prehistoric pterodactyls.
They're so splendid that when you see them, it takes your breath away. You say, oh, my God.
Boat owner Robert Eisenman is an avid heron supporter. His complaints about nest destruction led to agreements between the city and state agencies to limit tree trimming to the non-nesting season.
You fall in love with them, and then when you see people maliciously, purposely disturbing them and behaving as if they're a nuisance, a bother, you say, what kind of Philistines have we got here?
But for Denny Lund, the herons have been a curse. The outdoor dining patio of his popular restaurant, Schooner or Later, is next to a strand of palms that the nesting great blues happen to like. He says his umbrellas are covered with heron droppings, and his customers complain.
I've had to buy their meals and apologize for this defecation, this smelly, stinky, digested fish raining down on beautiful young girls sitting over here dining.
Lund dismisses suggestions that he cover his patio. Last year, he urged the city to move the palms, but heron supporters objected, and the California Coastal Commission intervened to save the trees.
Over 1,000 palms, and I am now looked upon as the bird killer because I want to move four of them. It's absurd. It's way over on the edge of wacko mentality.
But Lund's fortunes have changed, at least for now. Late last month, somebody cut back six of the nesting palms near his patio and installed an electronic bird repeller system. It became a major whodunit. Who trimmed the trees? Restaurant owner Denny Lund denied that it was him.
I have no idea who cut the trees, who put the sound boxes up there, but I have to tell you, I'm totally delighted that they did. And if it's illegal, it's too bad, because it was something that needed to happen.
Turns out it was Lund's landlord. John Hancock is president of the property management company that leases the marina. He declined a recorded interview. Hancock said he hired the trimmers because the city hadn't pruned the trees. Hancock, who's also a city harbor commissioner, says he was worried about the people dining on the outdoor patio. But the trimming could result in a stiff penalty, says Andrew Willis, an investigator with the Coastal Commission.
These birds were endangered at one point in the early 20th century, and they seem to be flourishing again, and that may be only because of protection of these areas and these urban habitats.
As he and a state fish and game warden investigate, the folks in the marina are bracing for when the chicks hatch. The locals say that's when it really gets messy and noisy. Something like dogs fighting. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Bear in Long Beach.